Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are on this Thursday, our last break of the day. It's been a good day. It's been a fun day.
Yeah.
Learned a lot about you guys today.
What'd you learn?
Well, I learned that Junior's not speaking to his uncle. His uncle, he won't speak to him. And that he's sexy. Tommy deemed him sexy with him.
I'm thank you for that, Tommy. I appreciate it because it feels great to be over here. I see why you over here.
Thank you.
Are you it now, Junior? You feeling it now?
Come over here and just waddle in this, boy. Enjoy this.
Yeah, man.
Carla, what do you think about all this?
Don't ugly yourself up for Steve. Don't do that.
I'm going to tell Steve, I can't do that with him no more.
Stay sexy. Now, don't
so when he comes
Steve
back,
come back and
you're going to be cute.
Back into ugly.
I'm going to tell him how ugly he is when he get back.
Thank you. Ooh, that's what I'm talking about.
We gonna be
there
here for that one.
Man, fix your lips.
Oh, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. He's always talking about my eyes. I'm here for it. Yes.
He just made me be over there with him. I'm with Tommy now.
You're
feeling it, Junior. I like that.
Man,
you're starting
you ain't
to feel
got
it.
To be ugly.
What's the sexiest part about you, you think?
It's my soul right now, but I can feel it coming out, Shirley. It's coming out.
Because we can't
like, when we get off the air right now, I'm finna get some baby oil and rub my own chest down. I'm finna be oily today.
Tommy, what's your
favorite? I don't know if we'll ever be able to go back to baby oil.
Baby oil, yeah.
I don't think so. It's kind of off limits.
We don't do that over here in Sexy.
You know, we have to rebrand it.
You ain't going to be able to, you can't baby oil.
No, you just need to put some lotion on or some vaseline
and
call it a day.
Cannot
say.
I got to learn all the rules.
Get you some Lubriderm.
Yeah, I didn't know the rules, Tommy. I'm learning.
Tommy, what's your sexiest thing? What's the most sexy thing about you?
I'm the whole package, Shirley, and that's what Carla was trying to tell. Okay, let me just stop. Listen, I'm the whole package. Okay, top to bottom. All right, it's all sexy. All
you know what, Tommy? That's your closing remarks. Tell everybody how sexy you is. Cue the music.
You know, it wasn't until I was about 9 that I discovered exactly how sexy I really was. And, you know, when I got invited to the sexy meeting, it was myself, it was Shamar Moore, it was Morris Chestnut, and we all was, you know, it was all the sexy guys of Hollywood, and we were all sitting around and just don't even... Sure, why are you laughing, sir?
I'm not. I was thinking about something else. I was thinking about something else. You have my full attention now. Go right ahead.
Me and Damsel, we just had lunch not too long ago. Is it Damsel?
Am I saying it right? Damson.
Yeah, him. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, know, all of all of us stick together, you know.
Who else was there?
Tay Diggs, he always calling because, you know, when they throwing parties, they want all the sexy people there, and I get to call, you know. Sometimes I go, sometimes I don't.
Morris Chestnut, was he there? Boris Kojo, was he there?
Oh, Boris, Boris, you know, I know Boris, you know, Boris, but, you know, Boris is a little lighter than me, so he really think, you know, don't worry about that. But anyway.
Was Jalen Hurts there?
Jalen, you know, he's been playing ball, so he ain't been able to make the sexy
he's
meetings.
He's busy.
He's been a little bit. He ain't been able to make the sexy meetings. But, you know, when the sexy meetings are happening, I'm just letting you know that I'm there. You know what I mean? I'm there. They have me. I'm you know, I'm actually, you know, officiating some of the meetings. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's
you're in charge.
Yeah. Hey, listen, if you're not going to put no speck on my sexy, just back up. Just, you know, you're not accepting it, Cole. That's all it is.
I told you a whole lot. I respect
it. I am the full package.
I respect it.
I'm what you're looking for. Yeah. You ain't seen nothing 58 and this sexy. Now, you know who we just accepted? We just accepted the guy that's on Beauty in Black.
Rico Ross, Horace, the one that plays Horace.
Yes, you know.
The patriarch.
We just brought Horace in. We just brought Horace in. You know, welcome him to the fold. Yes, you know, so it's a lot of us. So, Junior, if you stay on track, I'm going to get you in to the sexy club. You know what I mean? Just stay on track.
Did you not even mention you get interest?
You took too long to get to me. I thought I was coming to the meeting. I ain't coming to the meeting yet.
Oh, you can't come to the meeting yet. Oh, no. You got a lot of ugly to get off. See, Unc done uglied you up so much. It's going to take me a minute to get you where you need to be. It's okay, though. It's okay. What's up, Carl?
Was Michael Ealy there?
All of us be there, y'all. All of us. See, y'all, why are y'all?
I didn't hear you say Denzel or Idris.
Idris goes without speaking. Okay, do y'all need a list?
What's his name? Aldis Hodge? Yeah. Alex Croft? Was he there?
Aaron Pierre?
Yeah, Mufasa was he there?
Uh-huh. Mufasa was there. Yeah. I told him we gotta bring the eyebrows down a little bit. We gotta bring them down. You know what I mean? We working with it. You know what I mean? We working with it.
Brad Pitt, come on. You know the sisters love Brad Pitt.
Yes, we do. I love Brad. Yes.
So it won't be long. I'll be pulling Junior into the sexy fold, and he'll be able to hang out. You know, but what can't happen is Uncle Steve can't come back. Uncle Steve can't come back and you feel ugly again. That's all I'm saying. You can't do that.
Stay strong, Junior.
Stay strong.
Was Lorenz Tate there? Because I'm trying to figure out how are you in charge.
Asking about all these other people?
I just need to know who was all there.
So that's it. That's it. That's all of the sexy we have for this morning. But yeah, let me ask y'all something. I got a headache. So if I can't take Tylenol, what can I take? I mean, should I just take a Viagra? Would that get rid of it? In the words of my uncle, talk to God. He would love to hear from you today. Until tomorrow, we'll see y'all. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.